chapter 35 into all the world. I deeply feel the necessity of our making more thorough and earnest efforts to bring the truth before the world. In the last vision given me, I was shown that we were not doing 1/20th part of the work we should for the salvation of souls. We labor for them indifferently, as though it was not a question of very great importance whether they received or rejected the truth. General efforts are made, but we fail to work to the point by personal effort. We do not approach men and women in a manner that impresses them that we have a personal interest for them and that we feel deeply in earnest for their salvation and do not mean to give them up. We hold too much at a distance those who do not believe the truth. We call them and wait for them to come to us to inquire for the truth. Many will not be inclined to do this, for they are in darkness and error and cannot discern the truth and its vital importance. Satan holds them with his firm power, and if we would help them, we must show a personal interest and love for their souls and take hold of them in earnest. We must work in prayer and love with faith and unwearied patience, hoping all things and believing all things, having the wisdom of the serpent and the meekness of the dove in order to win souls to Christ. Special preparation. We are not, as a people, sufficiently aroused to the short time in which we have to work, and we do not understand the magnitude of the work for the time. The night soon cometh in which no man can work. God calls for men and women to qualify themselves by consecration of His will and earnest study of the Scriptures to do His special work for these last days. He calls for men now who can work. As they engage in the work in sincerity and humility to do all they can, they will be obtaining a more thorough experience. They will have a better knowledge of the truth and better know how to reach souls and help them just where they need to be helped. Workmen are needed now, just now, to labor for God. The fields are already white for the harvest, and yet laborers are few. Opening providences. I have been shown that as a people we have been asleep as to our duty in regard to getting the light before those of other nations. Is it because God has excused us as a people from having any burden or special work to do for those of other tongues that we have no missionaries today in foreign countries? Why is this negligence and delay? There are those of superior minds in many other nations whom God is impressing with a lack of spirituality and genuine godliness in the Christian denominations of the land. They cannot harmonize the life and character of professed Christians generally with the Bible standard. Many are praying for light and knowledge. They are not satisfied. God will answer their prayers through us as a people, if we are not at such a distance from Him that we cannot hear His voice, and so selfish that we do not wish to be disturbed in our ease and agreeable associations. We are not keeping pace with the opening providence of God. Jesus and angels are at work. This cause is onward, while we are standing still and being left in the rear. If we would follow the opening providence of God, if we would be quick to discern every opening and make the most of every advantage within our reach, to let the light extend and spread to other nations, God in His providence has sent men to our very doors and thrust them, as it were, into our arms, that they may learn the truth perfectly and be qualified to do a work we could not do in getting the light before men of other tongues. We have too often failed to discern God's hand, and we have not received the very ones God has provided for us to work in union with and act a part in sending the light to other nations. Sowing beside all waters. There has been a slothful neglect and a criminal unbelief among us as a people, which has kept us back from doing the work God has left us to do in letting our light shine forth to those of other nations. There is a fearfulness to venture out and to run risks in this great work, fearing that the expenditure of means would not bring returns. What if means are used and yet we cannot see that souls have been saved by it? What if there is a dead loss of a portion of our means? Better work and keep at work than do nothing. You know not which shall prosper, this or that. God will have men who will venture anything and everything to save souls. Those who will not move until they see every step of the way clearly before them will not be advantaged at this time to forward the truth of God. There must be workers now who will push ahead in the dark as well as in the light, and who will hold up bravely under discouragements and disappointed hopes, and yet work on with faith, with tears and patient hope, sowing beside all waters, trusting the Lord to bring the increase. God calls for men of nerve, of hope, faith, and endurance to work to the point. Publications in many languages. I have been shown that our publications should be printed in different languages and sent to every civilized country at any cost. What is the value of money at this time in comparison with the value of souls? Every dollar of our means should be considered as the Lord's, not ours, and as a precious trust from God to us, not to be wasted for needless indulgences, but carefully used in the cause of God, in the work of saving men and women from ruin. I have been shown that the press is powerful for good or evil. This agency can reach and influence the public mind as no other means can. The press, controlled by men who are sanctified to God, can be a power indeed for good in bringing men to the knowledge of the truth. The pen is a power in the hands of men who feel the truth burning upon the altar of their hearts, and who have an intelligent zeal for God balanced with sound judgment. The pen dipped in the fountain of pure truth can send the beams of light to dark corners of the earth, which will reflect its rays, adding new power and giving increased light to be scattered everywhere. A harvest of precious souls. I have been shown that the publications already have been doing a work upon some minds in other countries in breaking down the walls of prejudice and superstition. I was shown men and women studying with intense interest papers and a few pages of tracts upon present truth. They would read the evidences so wonderful and new to them and would open their Bibles with a deep and new interest as subjects of truth that had been dark to them were made plain, especially the light in regard to the Sabbath and the Fourth Commandment. As they searched the Scriptures to see if these things were so, a new light shone upon their understanding, for angels were hovering over them and impressing their minds with truths contained in the publications they had been reading. I saw them holding papers and tracts in one hand and the Bible in the other, while their cheeks were wet with tears and bowing before God in earnest, humble prayer, to be guided into all truth, the very thing He was doing for them before they called upon Him. And when the truth was received in their hearts and they saw the harmonious chain of truth, the Bible was to them a new book. They hugged it to their hearts with grateful joy, while their countenances were all aglow with happiness and holy joy. These were not satisfied with merely enjoying the light themselves, and they began to work for others. Some made great sacrifices for the truth's sake and to help those of the brethren who were in darkness. The way is thus preparing to do a great work in the distribution of tracts and papers in other languages.